The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, his ankle acted up again. You know, he tried to go with it. You know, he had medical clearance. He wanted to do it. And, you know, it acted up again.
Mark, is it time to change the definition of being medically cleared to play in an NFL game by the player and by the team? Because I'm sure Bradley Chubb was medically cleared to go, but if medically cleared is a player at 70-75%, is that a number, a threshold, a definition that needs to be changed? In a time where teams are going above and beyond to try to protect their players, especially during the offseason, especially during the preseason.
Mike, there's a part of this game that I hope never changes. And that part is toughness. You have to have a requisite level of toughness to play this game, both physically and mentally. And I get where you're coming from. I completely understand it. At the same time, you know, I always love it when the doctors say, well, you can't do any further damage to it. You know why? Because it's already screwed up. So, hey, good luck to you. And it comes down to who can handle it and who can't. It's a razor thin edge that you stand on. Guys want to play. And like I said yesterday, man, I appreciate the fact that Bradley Chubb knows he's not 100%. But he still wants to be out there with his teammates. And I'll err on that side. Probably, you know, hindsight being 2020, you probably shouldn't have played, but I totally understand it. I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, Vic Fangio's a bad coach for letting him play. I'm not going to say that because, you know, I've played my whole life that way. And I think there's something to that sacrifice that you make that makes you a better football team, because other guys see it. So I think there's an ancillary benefit to it, even though we can't necessarily see it on the surface. Sometimes you got to scratch a little deeper than the surface.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's crappy losing your guys, you know, Chubb losing Jewel, but I believe in the guys behind them. Obviously, it's not something you guys are going to believe right away, but just wait till Sunday and they go out there and make plays, you know, and just let their play do the talking. Ooh, I like that.
Shelby Harris, you have been harping for the last couple of years about how thin this roster is, mm-hmm. and how this roster has improved its overall depth. Are you now at a point when you look at these injuries on the defensive side, even some on the offensive side, and feel, hey, this roster depth is getting to where it needs to be because they have the guys that can step in and not miss too much of a beat after injuries?
Yeah, and we're going to find out. I mean, we're going to find out. But, you know, ultimately, Mike, these are the things. This is why you have to build the roster. This is why you can't rest. This is why you roll in at 4 a.m. This is why you're constantly working to back into that roster. Like we saw this, you know, as soon as camp was over, we saw George Payton go to work. We saw them bring in Mike Ford, bounce somebody else out. I mean, we saw them make a bunch of changes. The running back position, we've seen this. And this is why, and we're fixing to find out how these guys can play.
Wanted to ask you, how did you think Netane Muti filled in for Graham Glasgow at right guard?
I thought he filled in good. I mean, I thought it was great. I don't think they played great up front, but I don't think they played poorly up front. I'd like to see a little bit better, more consistent in the running game. Because a lot of what happened in the running game was really Javonte Williams breaking the initial tackles. I think he led the NCAA last year with like 75 broken tackles. And, you know, I don't know who keeps those official stats, but I think that I'd like to see them actually have some cleaner looks to get to the second level. And, you know, because if you're breaking a second level tackle, now you have the chance to go house call.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I just think people like to say a lot of
and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. You knew he was going to bounce back, right?
You knew it was going to be a big game.
You didn't have any worries about him,
nope.
Did you? You weren't looking at the Steven Seagal look with the slick back hair and the man bun. You weren't concerned that maybe this guy had gone around the bend a little bit?
I was not concerned about how he would respond to probably the worst game he's ever played. Am I concerned about the man bun and the granola diet? Yeah, of course I am.
Think this is just a phase?
Yeah, just a silly phase he's going through.
He'll grow out of it like any other child.
Right. Midlife crisis.
Just trying to impress the new girl, right?
Right. Maybe have.
We've all been there before, right? Where we've done some things we look back on to, in the efforts to impress a woman.
Yeah.
And be like, phew. Not my finest moment.
Exactly. Which is, this is how I can tell that you are a complete and total peace in your relationship.
A total peace?
You are in complete and total peace.
Oh, peace,
with your
yeah.
marriage and relationship.
Yeah. How's that?
Because you've really let yourself go.
I really don't give a damn. Next on the Morning Brew.
Oh! 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 My ankles are broken! Oh! My ankles are broken! For sure!
His ankles are broken!
He has broken his ankles!
Oh, they're surely broken!
That is on-field audio of Carson Wentz.
What is that? Penny, what's that from?
From a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
Well, that didn't take long to have quarterbacks going down all over the place. Carson Wentz sprains to both his ankles. Tyrod Taylor out with a hamstring. Tua out after taking a vicious hit. Ginger Andy Dalton out. How do you sprain both ankles? Seriously, when I saw that, I went, what? I mean, I get it. Sprained an ankle. We've all sprained ankles. Who has ever sprained both ankles in the same athletic or physical exercise?
There's only one guy I know that could sprain both ankles. One is an actual sprain. Well, he thinks it's an actual sprain. The other is a sympathy sprain. That would be Paxton.
Really rooting for to sprain both his ankles?
Who?
Ben Roethlisberger. Then he'd have two clown shoes
on.
Oh,
my gosh. Could you imagine?
He'd be out there full crusty.
Right. I'm going to play some quarterback today.
Benny, tell me you got that. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss, if he's listening right now, is going, what am I getting into? We'll button things up here for Mike Kliss joining us. Coming up next, Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.